Your last three words of Ayin Tes Amud Beis, bottom. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kol HaShirin Kulan B'Chazayis. All the places in the Torah it says Lashon Achila, you can't eat this or whatever, eat this, it's always a Chazayis. Except for two exceptions. Chutz Mitumas Ochalim, Shashina Kasuv B'Mashman, Vishina Vishuran, Rael Davar Yom Kippurim. Except for Tumas Ochlin. The Shaila, normally, we hold is that Tumas Ochlin refers to, in order for food to be Metame something else, has to be a Kabetza. But some learn at this point that it's could even be the food becoming Tame. Right? We hold it, any size can become Tame. But there's a shita that even the becoming tummy needs to be a kibetza. So we see a shinui in the lashon, as we'll see, by in the Torah when it comes to food becoming tummy, and that therefore it's not the normal kazais. And the raya to this is Yom Kippur. Now Gemara continues, my shina kasuba mashmao. Where do we find by Yom Kippur the shinui in lashon? And because of that, Rachamim saw that it's a different shear from the lashon of lo suneh. It says in the pasuk, "Kol nefesh asher lo suneh," which is a shinui. Because normally, like we said, when Torah talks about the shirim of Isser or whatever, it would say the lashon of Echila. So it should say over here, "Ki kol nefesh asher tochal." Right? Any nefesh which eats, well, it's chayav kares. But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It says lo suneh. So since it's a weird lashon kazeh, so that's telling us that it's not the normal shear of a kazeis. Ask the Gemara, my shinu chachamim b'shiureh, a kechosevis, and therefore in Yom Kippur, since it changes the lashon, that's telling us it's a different shear. What's a shear instead of a kazeis? As we've seen before, it's a kechosevis, like a date. The Gemara asks, what's this my rayel adavar Yom HaKippurim? The Gemara is bothered by what's it mean Rael Davar, as if to say that it's not so clear by Tumas Ochlim, you know, Shinu Yolash and everything. But since we have it by Yom Kippur, so that's a makor. Now we can apply it also to Tumas Ochlim. L'chura, it's the same thing. We'll see by the by Tumas Ochlim is a Shinui, Yom Kippur is a Shinui, and therefore there's a different shear. Exactly the same thing. What's a pshat? We're bringing a raya from Yom Kippur. Gemara explains why. Because the E mehasam, if I only had, if I wouldn't have like Yom Kippur, and I would only have the shinui by Tumas Ochlim, Hava Mina, I might have said that Orcha de Milsa, the Krahu, Orcha de Krahu. I might have said that that's just the normal way of speaking. Because what does it say over there? Mikol ha'ochel asher yeachel. That's a lashon in the Torah. So that's not such a crazy lashon, you know. Any food that you would eat, so okay, that's not so wild that I'd say, oh, shinui lashon over here, you know. There must be a different shear, because it could just be that's you know, orcha de krahu. That's the way you speak, you know, style of the Torah, food that you eat. Okay, but now that we do have another place, Yom Kippur, where we have a clear shinui lashon, as we said, instead of saying don't eat, it says shelosuneh. So that shows us that there is such a concept of, and there we have a change in the shear. So there we have a makor now that a shinui lashon, you know, causes a change in the shear, and now we then use this shinui lashon here as well of mikol ochel asher yachel also to tell us, it tells us that there is a shinui in the shear. Okay, now the Gemara says tumas ochlin kebetza minalan. So how do we know that? Tumas Ochlin is Kebetza. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Damar Kras, we said, Mikol Ochel Asher Yechel. And so they darshan out, again, from the Shinui of the Lashon, Mikol Ochel Asher Yechel, Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel. It's coming to teach us that the shear is not your usual kazais, but rather the size of food that comes from food. Vezezen, what's that? That Betza Tarnagolet. It's the egg from a hen, okay, from a chicken. So the chicken is food, the egg is food, and therefore it's the size of food that comes from food, which is the chicken's egg. We're going to ask in a minute what dafka this is. Other food that comes from food, and That's the next piece. Okay, let's just catch up in some Rashis. Okay, Kol HaShiurim, Hamurim B'Ochalim, that's mentioned by food in the Torah, Shashina Kasuv, L'Kamen K'Mafar, so we're going to explain what it is. For Raya L'Davar, we said from Yom Kippur. So, L'Mash Amarti, it's a Raya to what we said, Shalafi Shashina Kasuv B'Mashma'an, since there's a change in the Lashon in the Torah, Shashina K'Chachamim B'Shiran, so the Chachamim interpreted the Shir to be different. Yesh Raya Miyom HaKippurim, there's the Raya, Shaf Bo Shina HaChachamim B'Shiran, over there the Chachamim also, there they made this change in the Shir, Bipnei Shashina Bo HaKasuv B'Mashmo, because over there it's a change in the Lashon, and therefore they changed the Shir. Asher Lo Suneh, Lashon in the Torah, V'Loksiv, as we said, Lo Tochal, didn't they don't eat on Yom Kippur? So Asher Lo Suneh. So the Gemara then asks, Ma Raya, in other words, Lama Lo Lavi Raya, why didn't you a Raya from Yom Kippur? As we said, it's the same, Ma Umei Dehai Mehai, there's no difference, no better, this one's not better than that one. Uma Dimas is a Kirsan Bach the Piresh Miyom Kippurim the Mishneh Lo Dienu Shatam Mishum the Shina Kasuvu Yoter Mishlo Pirshu Asam. What's why is one better different than the other? The Tuma Nami Chazina the Shina Kasuv B'Mashmo. So we find the same thing by Tuma Sochlin that there's a change in the Lashon. V'Shinu Chachamim B'Shira. So exactly the same. So what are you saying? Raya from Yom Kippur. So we said, no, because imi hasam midashina kasubatuma havamina ein sham shinui. Because if it was only that, let's say we wouldn't have Yom Kippur, the Raya from Yom Kippur. And all I would have is tumas ochlin. So I might have said, I wouldn't have been more where there's a shinui here so much. I would say, ein sham shinui akasub. The orchehu lemichtav mikol ochel asher yachel. That's normal. Why? Not only is it because generally the lashon is normal, but ki hechi diksiv gabi mashke, it says asher yishteh. Even by the drink, it says the same thing. Or any liquid that one drinks, it says asher yishteh. It says the same lashon there. So I wouldn't have been aroused to see any change in lashon unless we bring Yom Kippur. So kamash malon Yom Kippurim da hasam vaday shina kasu b'mashmo. There it's clear that there's a shinui by Yom Kippur. V'shinu chachamim mishiran, and then they made a different shir from kazayis to kaseven. So mermeyata. So now I have my raya. That it applies here as well. And Mermiyatos, I'll say now also, that's a shinui betumas, the betuma nami, mishum time of the shina kasuvu. And therefore, now I see that it's not just dama, a lashon, a double lashon, but it's coming to tell me something. The asher yochal means it's shinui b'mashmo, that's also chashivle, the asher yachel, and therefore I darsh. Okay, back to the Gemara. Fine, so we're saying now that, and how do we learn the Kabeza from the Shinui Lashon? Because we said Asher Yachel is meaning Ochel from Ochel. And what is that? A chicken from a hen. I asked the Gemara of Emegdi. So if that's the case, I can give you another example of food from food. You have a kid, not as a child, but as a baby goat, right? A kid from a goat. So that's also food from food. You can eat the goat, eat the kid. So maybe Tumas Ochlin has to be the size of a kid, because it's Ochel from Ochel. So the more answer is no. That's Mechusar Shchita. Okay, that the goat from the kid from the goat, the kid is not Ochel because you can't eat the kid. You have to shecht it first. It's not Ochel. Whereas opposed to a egg, you can eat an egg, you can swallow an egg, but you don't have to, shecht it or whatever. It's just ready to go. So the Tosfos Yom Kippur asks an interesting question. He says, yeah, but it said it has to be ochel from ochel. Okay, so yeah, the chicken is ochel, but the mother's not ochel. The mother also needs shechita, right? You have a hen, lays an egg. So the egg doesn't need shechita. But it's not mechusar shchita, but the mother, it says ochel from ochel. So the mother has to also be lechur ochel. It's not ochel. You have to the chicken, you have to shech. So the answer is that you can say that it's talking about, let's say you shech the chicken and you find eggs inside. Right? So there you have the mother's ready to go. It's shechted, it's ochel, and the eggs are ready to go. So that's what we could be talking about. So now the Gemara follows up, which the Hemshek fits in nice also with this. If that's the case, the Ema ben Pekua. So you can have Ochel from Ochel with an animal also. You shech the mother and the kid is inside, and that's called the ben Pekua. So the mother, it fits in nice what you said, right? Because the mother is ready to go, you shechted it. And now the kid is ready to go because a baby goat inside the mother is that the mother was shechted. The shechita goes on to the kid as well, counts for the kid. It's called a ben pekua. Now you can eat the kid without shechita also. So why isn't it talking about the kid? So the Gemara answer is no, because taun kriya, because it's still not ready to go. Okay, you don't need shechita, but you can't eat it alive. You still got to do something to it. You got to rip it up. So Mimela, it's not talking about the kid. Okay, so now we're still not happy. So we put the kid aside, but now we're going to zero in on the egg still. So we said it's the egg of a hen. So the Gemara asks, Ave Ema Betas Bar Yochani, right? There's this egg, it's a huge egg that's brought down in the Gemara. Rashi brings it. It's Of Gadolhu Kedamina de Bechoros, She Tava Betsato Shishim Krachim. That the liquid from the egg drowned out 60 cities. So it's a pretty big egg. Anyway, so obviously this means, it means like, why are you dafka picking this tiny little egg of a hen's egg? Want to ochel from ochel? Use a bar yochani. It's a huge egg. So my answer is tafasta meruba lo tafasta tafasta mua tafasta. You find it in a number of places in Shas, and we're not sure. So what shear to take? So you don't take the meruba, the big thing. You take the little thing, the littler shear. So the again, I think it's the Tosfos Yom Kippurim asks also over here, the Chura, what's the shot? So Rashi says in a couple of places, what's the idea of tafasta meruba lo tafasta meruba? It's because you want to be machmir, and play it safe, right? Because if you have a big shear, maybe it's not, like the small shear is included in the big shear, right? That's something big, something small is included in big, but not the opposite. So therefore, if you want to be machmir and play it safe, so what do? So you take the smaller shear, because then that's for sure. If the bigger shear, maybe it's not, right? Because even the bigger shear contains the smaller shear, Rashi says in a number of places. So therefore, to be machmir, we take the bigger shear, the smaller shear, to play it safe. But he points out over here, though, it's the opposite. Because here, by taking the smaller shear, the bigger the shear, right? Then you're being more meikel, right? So we should take the bigger shear to play it safe by taking the bigger shear. Taking the smaller shear, you're not playing it safe. Because bigger is like, the bigger it is, and say, no, you need to be this big in order to be mekabel tumah. So that's much more meikel. So it should be the other way around. So answers the Tosfos Yom Kippur. And therefore he gives a different shot over here in Tafasta Meruba, which fits in, we'll see, very nice with the next line of the Gemara. And that is, the reason why we don't want to take the bigger shear is because the bigger shear, he says, is open-ended. It's like, okay, Bar Yochani, and then it's even bigger than that, and it can be bigger than that. There's no end. Whereas a small one, when you go to the other end, this is it. Like, this is a small, you're sure, the smallest at least gives you a minimum. The other end is open-ended. So therefore, that's why we don't want to take the bigger shear. Fits in very nice with the Gemara's question, though. I the aim of BS is it's important. So the hen is not the egg of the hen is not the smallest egg that there is. You want to play it safe and take the minimum shear. A bird's tzipor's egg is even smaller. So then the Gemara therefore doesn't have an answer to that, and therefore we have a different limud. Therefore, Rabbi Abau the day Amar, he gives, before this was Rabbi Abau, the name of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so Rabbi Abau himself, that's what means Didei Amar, he himself said his own pshat. What does it mean, Mikol Ochel Asher Yechel? How do we learn that that's a kebetza? A different limud? He says, Ochel Shata Ochlo Bevasachas. Ochel, it says, Asher Yechel is Ochel that you can eat in one shot. Vishir Chachamim, and they understood that Ein Beisa Bliya Machazik Yoser Mi Beisa Tarnagolas. That your throat can only, basically, it can only hold a chicken's egg. Like that, or that's what it can hold, not bigger, and that's exactly the size. And that's where the beitza comes from. Okay, see Rashi. Mechusar shchita, ke sheyatza mitoch ha'ochel shenotzar bo. So it's still very nice, the kid, but it still needs to, you need shchita on it. So lav ochel mikri le'inyan tumah. So you can't call that ochel yet at this point. So lo hu velo imo, not it, not its mother. The ha mechusar shchita, the votes mechusar shchita. So then the Gemara says, Abeima ben pekua, you don't have to do shchita on the ben pekua, shenim tza betoch behema shenishchita. So you check to the mother, the kid's inside, the kid doesn't need shchita. The kai malan shchita simo imat mitarato. Right, the shchita of the mother works for the kid. So Gemara said, that's very nice, but still not ready to go because town kriya. It's not koro motzi esdamol. You still have to rip it open to get the blood out. You don't have to shecht it, but you can't eat the blood, so you got to rip it open to get the blood. Devar Yochani, we said, we read that already. Ve'emar kebeta tziparta. So we said, maybe she slugged it up. We said, no, because it could be that it doesn't have to be a hen's egg. It can be a smaller egg, that of the bird. Rav Yibaudi de'yamar, pirish b'mashmo'o shel mikra pirish acher. He gave a different shot. And how we learn the beitza from Asher Yachel, Shalom Piresh Bo Rabbi Elazar Rabbo, that his Rebbe didn't say Vein Lashiva Love, and this one is a good thing that you can't ask on. Okay. Next piece in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Haochel Chelav Bezmanazeh, Tzarich Shichtov Lo Shiur, that if a person eats Chelav Bezmanazeh B'Shogei, and he can't bring a korban because there's no beis hamikdash. So he should write down in his pinkas, his ledger, exactly the amount he ate. So when the Beis HaMikdash comes in his lifetime, he could bring a korban. So he says, "Ochel bizman hazeh, tzarich shichtov lo shiur, shema yavo beis din acher v'yarbe b'shiurim." Because maybe the Beis Din might come and be marbe in the shiur. And then you'd be chayiv. And that was pasha pshat. Even though, at this point we think, even though you think you might not be chayiv, okay, that you ate, let's say, a amount that wasn't chayiv a korban, and so you said, oh, forget it, I don't care, Beis Hamikdash gets built, I didn't eat enough, that I'd be chayiv a korban. No, write it down anyways, because lest the new Beis Din comes, and they say what a kazayis is, and they say that, no, even the smaller shear is a kazayis. And then you are going to be chayiv, and therefore you'll be able to bring your korban. So we think the pshat is, we'll see. Ma yarbe b'shirin. What does that mean? That less the yarbe b'shirin. E name the mechayv korban akazayis katan. Exactly what we just said. That they're going to be mechayv on a small kazayis. In other words, let's say we think, oh, I only ate a small kazayis. That's not a kazayis. A kazayis doesn't be, let's say, a benoni. This is a small kazayis, what I ate. So if you just ignore it, it could be that the new Beis Din, when the Beis HaMikdash gets built, will say, no, a kazayis is the small amount. And then, really, I'm chayiv a korban, and I didn't write anything down, exactly what I ate, and I thought I wasn't chayiv, and that's that. But really now, according to what they're saying, I am really chayiv. So therefore, that's why you have to write it down. So the Gemara said, if that's what the pshat is, it's difficult. Why? Vatanya shelos stasena says in the pasuk bishkaga v'ashem. So we learn from this pasuk. Let's talk about a person that does something b'shogeg, right? It's an aver b'shogeg. Asher lo tasena, lo tase, and he does a bishkaga, and v'ashem, and he's guilty. So we learn from here hashav midiaso maybe korban ol shigagaso lo shav midiaso a maybe korban al shigagaso. So we learn from here that who has to bring a korban for shogeg? It's dafka somebody that if we would tell him what, if let's say we would stop him, you know, he's about to eat this chalev, and we would tell him, you know, this is chalev, or what you ate was chalev, would he say, oh my gosh, and stop, or not? You know, they learn from here, for example, a kofir, for example, right? He doesn't, a mumer, he doesn't bring a korban. Why? Because if we say, you know what you're eating is chalev, he goes, who cares? And he can continue eating. So that's not called a shogeg that would bring a korban. It has to be somebody who, even if he knew what he knew what he was eating, he would stop. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't eat it. So here, if it's, when this guy ate this amount, which was a tiny amount, right, in his eyes, if we would stop him and say, hey, you know, you're eating this this little bit of chalev, he'd say, so what? It's only a little bit. It's not a lot. I don't bring a korban on that. Okay? So therefore, that's not called somebody that would have to bring a korban. So even if later the Beis Din comes along and they say, it's a smaller share, it doesn't matter. Because when he ate it, that's to be the when you eat it. When you eat it, if you would know what you're eating, you would stop. Only such a person has to bring a korban. He wouldn't stop because he said, I'm only eating a little bit. So therefore, that can't be the pshat over here. Ella the lo mechayve korban ad ika kazais gadol. So therefore, the Gemara switches and says that what is the pshat over here? That why you have to write down the opposite. And that is that maybe you think that what you ate is chayv a korban. Okay, and you say, I ate by accident the scalev, and if you don't write it down, it could be that the basin, new basin comes along with the basin of Migdash and says the opposite, and says that a shear of kazayis is a bigger shear. So it comes out that you're not chayv a korban. But you wrote down your ledger, I'm chayv a korban. You didn't write down the amount, you said, I'm chayv a korban, and it comes out, you're bringing chulin bazara. Because really, when a new basin comes along, you're not chai of a korban, and you didn't really eat enough, but you thought you did. Therefore, it's important to write down the amount. I lamaida salka daite mikara the mechayve korban kazais katan my yarbe bishurim. The Gemara says that's very good because now when we come to think of it, what's a havamina? Havamina was that maybe they're going to mechayve a smaller shear. But, you know, that we thought that this kazayis was this, and they're going to come, no, kazayis is even smaller, and you're going to have to bring a korban. So the lashon doesn't fit. Shema yarbe b'shurin. Shema said, maybe they're going to maktin the ishurin, not marbe b'shurin. So what's the marbe b'shurin? It says, the lashon doesn't fit. Ask the Gemara. What's the havamina? The Gemara says, no, what the havamina was is, shema yarbe b'korbanas machamas shechachamim yifchatu b'shurin. Yarbe b'shurin means yarbe seek Yeshuri. Now, they're going to be marbe with korbanos. There's going to be a lot of korbanos going to be brought, way more than people thought. Why? Because they're going to yifchatu b'shurim, because they're going to make the shear smaller. That was the havamina. Okay. See Rashi. Hochechela bizman azem, mefarsh la'azil, Gemara explains. So, ine, but mechai v'korban ha'kazayit katan, that they're going to say the shear is even a smaller shear. V'achi kamar, and this is what they meant. Ha'ochel pachot mikazayis b'zmanazeh yichtov. If you eat less than kazayis b'zmanazeh, you should write down your ledger. Kashir zeh achalti. I ate this amount and write down the amount. Why? Shema yivna beis hamikdash b'yamav. Beis hamikdash is going to be built in this time. V'yitzchadesh beis din. They're going to have a new beis din. V'yitzchadesh halacha, and they're going to have the new halacha. V'yomru shechayav korban al kazayis katan, even on a smaller shear. The Kaman Paris, and we're going to ask, Yim Keng, Yimayt Bishurim Yibayla. It's the wrong Lashon. What does it mean, Marbi Bishurim? Should have said, Yimayt. Ayva Tanya, Kolomar. Vechi, Ate Beisin, Umichadesh Halacha, Mimachayev. But then the Gemara asked a different question. It said, but even if there would be a new Beisin, would he be Chayev if they tell that it's a new Shir? Haida Akal Kodem Shinitchadesh Halacha, the guy that ate before, the Halacha was the Nitchadesh. Vaha Idna, but now, when he ate, now the words lav ashev b'yidiyasahu. Now when he ate, he's not sham b'yidiyasahu. If we would tell him what he's eating, he would find out, he wouldn't be chozer b'tshuva and say, I shouldn't have eaten this because it's not the shear. Ni nami have yada dechelavu have achila. He would still have eaten it because it's not the shear. The hashta kimlan, learn in brachas, the lomachai v'torah el al kazais, agure, which is a kazais beinoni, and he ate less than that, so he wouldn't be chozer or shav b'yidiyasahu. Asherlot ha'asena, it says the pasuk mashma she'ilu yada, then lo asa, he wouldn't have, if he would have known. Aval bishkaga asa, but he did it shogeg, so therefore that's why he did it, v'ashem. Ela delo mechai v'korban ad ika kazayis gadol. Fine, so therefore they change it, that they would only mechai, that he thought when he ate, he was chai v'korban, and they come along and they say, no, you need a bigger share, you're not chai. V'hachi kamar, ha'okel kazayis beinoni, now it's the opposite. Someone who ate an average kazayis, al yichtov michuyivani chatas. Shouldn't write, I'm chayv chatas, and that's it. El yichtov kazayis beinoni achalti. But write down exactly what the amount that he ate, and I ate an average one. Why? Shema yavo beisin v'yifterenu mikarban. The opposite. They might come and say, no, it's a bigger shear, and therefore it ends up that you're not chayv a korban. V'nimtzah mevi chulin lazar, and it comes out that he's bringing a korban. It isn't really neat. Okay. Back to the Gemara, next piece. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shiurin ve'onshin halach l'moshim yisinai. So these the various Shiurin and Onshim are halach l'moshim yisinai. They're not written in the Torah. They're just we have an oral tradition. I asked the Gemara, Onshin, that's halach l'moshim yisinai. Michtav ksive, there's a farish in the Torah, all kinds of Onshin. What do you mean Onshin is not written in the Torah? El achi kamar. This is what we meant to say. Shirim shel onshim. Halacha l'mirsim yisinai. Right? In other words, what the onshim are there, but the shir of the onshim, how much you're managed, that is halacha l'mirsim yisinai. Tani nami hachi shirim shel onshim halacha l'mirsim yisinai. But here we bring in this price of machloikas. Acherim omrim, it's not halach lamosh mitzinai, but rather beis dino shel yagvet, that refers to Osniel ben Kenaz, tiknum, his beis din was misaken the shirim of onshi. So the Gemara says, ask on that, on the acherim, right? How can acherim say that the beis din of Osniel, he wrote the shirim of the onshin? I vaksiv eila mitzvah shein navirashai lechadesh davar meyata. That we learn from the pasuk eila hamitzvahs that they darshan out that from now on after these are the mitzvahs and no more from now on you can't mechadish a navi can't mechadish any new mitzvahs. So how can Osniel ben Kenaz be mechadish the dinim of the shiurim? So our answer is eila doesn't mean he was mechadish them. Eila shachachum vechadru v'sadum. That the time when Moshe Rabbeinu died, a lot of halachas were forgotten, as we see in a number of places, that the Osniel ben Kenaz came along, he revived the lost halachas, and he learned them out from the Torah, whatever, and so that's what it means, not that he was machadish them. Okay, Rashi, yeah, onchin michtachtivi. What do you mean that onchim are halach meshamim? They're written. Elachi kamar shirim shel onshim v'chulei, says Rashi, shirei onshim she'al yadan hu onesh anush, right, that is the amounts of onesh that the person gets onesh, that's halach l'moshe mitzinai, ve'ei the shir hu anush, what shir he gets punished. Yavetz, as we said, hu Osniel ben Kenaz.
For instance, what's an example from anoinish, a shir from anoinish?
A shear of the onesh.
So
no, it doesn't say no. Even I mean, even the what is okay? No, certain things. They didn't say there's no onshim in the Torah. They didn't say the amount. But an example.
The amount for which you get the onesh.
What you,
not the amount of the
onus.
How much
you have to eat in order to get karis. Okay, so the Gemara, the Mishnah, we said in the Mishnah, Hashote melo lugmav, Amar Rav Yehud Amar Shmua, lo melo lugmav mamesh, ela kol she'ilu yisalkenu litzad echad, v'yerek melo lugmav. Okay, so it said in the Mishnah, a person drinks a melo lugmav, it's like a cheekful, is chayav on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yehuda saying nemeshmu alom alo lugma mamish, right? That you fill up your cheeks, you know, both sides. Rather, ela kol she ilu yisalkenu letzad echad v'yireh kimalo lugma, right? That as if it's that if you fill up just one side a lot, like a full cheek, that would look as if your whole mouth is filled up. That's the shear. But it's not that you fill up both sides, just one side. How can you say that? V'ha anatnan melo lugmav. It says melo lugmav, which is a full mouth. So where it says, eima kim lo lugmav, it doesn't really mean melo lugmav, it's kim ki melo lugmav, as if it's melo lugmav, but it's really only just one side. More asked on that, meisavei, kama yishtev eichayav. How much does a person have to drink to be chayav? We see it's actually a machloikas. Beishamay omrim revi'is. Beishilel omrim melolugmav. Here's the melolugmav. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mishum Rabbi Eliezer, kim melolugmav. Rabbi Yehuda b'mesera says, kedei gmiya, the amount it takes a person could drink in one gulp. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, so what do we see from here? So we see from here that Beishilel says, melolugmav. So the Gemara says, so what? That's not a raya from what Beis Hillel said. They said melo lugma. So what? Mi adifa mimas nisin do kimna kedeshi ra'eh. So also over here it's kedeshi ra'eh, right? It's just like the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said melo lugma, but we said the melo lugma means kim melo lugma, even though it says it. So you're bringing me akasha from Beis Hillel that said melo lugma. So also by Beis Hillel they didn't mean melo lugma, but they also meant kim melo lugma. Gemara says that can't be because he hachi. Then Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, because we had a machlokes in there, and Rabbi Eliezer said that it's kimelo lugma. So how can Beis Hillel mean melo lugma really means kimelo lugma? That can't be because Rabbi Eliezer said kimelo lugma, and they're obviously arguing. So Gemara says, no, in a chanami, they both mean kimelo lugma, both Beis Hillel and Rabbi Eliezer. So ikabinayu, but the nafkamina is melo lugma dachuk, right? In other words, is it a malalugma of the amamish, a one side is filled totally, like completely 100%, or with extra, or is it just a very slightly filled one side? Now that's enough, but they both mean just one side of your mouth. The question is totally filled or not 100% filled. That's the difference between Beis Hillel and Rebbe Eliezer, but they're both talking about just one side. Maski flower of Hoshia, if that's the case, im kain, that the Beis Hillel means kimelo lugma, just one side. So havale mikule Beis Shammai, right? Because Beis Shammai says in this brisa, they said a revius. Okay, so a revius is a full one side of your mouth is rov revius, not a whole revius. Okay. So if we're saying that Beis Hillel just meant one side of your mouth, which is only a rov revis, and that means that they are machmir, because they're saying all you drink is a rov revis and you're ready chayv on Yom Kippur. Whereas Beis Shammai said, no, you need a bigger shear, right? Only if you drink a whole revis. So it comes out that Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. And that's a problem, because havele mikule Beis Shammai umichomrei Beis Hillel. And we know that in Mesechus Edius, it tells you all the places where Beis Hillel is more machmir and Beis Shammai, those are the exception cases, and this case is not there. So it's fair. How can we say this? So Amar Leih, so Rabbi Yehuda says that really this is it works out fine over here because they're not being more machmir. Really, Beis Hillel Shammai is being more machmir. Why? Because Ki Ichil, when his Shiloh was asked in the Beis Midrash about the size, how much one has to drink in order to be chayev, but Og Melech HaBashan Ichil. We'll see in Rashi, he loved Dafka Og Melech HaBashan, but a very large person. Okay, the Havulei Beis Shammai L'chumra. In other words, they said, if let's say Og Melech HaBashan, how much would he have to drink in order to be chayev? Right, so Beit Shammai says it doesn't matter, Ogur, it doesn't matter who it is, Revius, this amount. Whereas Beit Hillel, Israel Sin, Biril, yes, where they said no, it goes by the person, a cheekful. So also, a cheekful of Og Melech HaBashan is much bigger than a Revius. And therefore, it comes out that Beit Hillel being Mekel and Beit Shammai being Machmir, as they usually are. Okay, finished up the Rashis. Okay, we said Kama Yishte Mida Beis Hillel Park. We were asking from Beis Hillel because they said Melo Lugmav, and it's weird saying it's supposed to be Kimelo Lugmav. So Achi Garcina Nika Benayu Kimelo Lugmav Dachuk Le Beis Hillel Ba'ina Kadesh Yisalkenu Letzad Echad. They say you put it to one side, but you're Kimelo Lugmav Berevach, like extra. Rebbe Eliezer, he held the Kimelo Lugmav Dachuk, just a slight, slightly, not totally filled. Okay, im kein de lebeis hillel mechaya b'kadesh yisalkenu. If that's the case, havalei abatim revis. That's less than revis, just one side. The havalei mikulei Beis Shammai. Therefore, Beis Shammai is doing more meiko by saying you have to. It's a whole revis. I will snayim meseches edius gabe kulei Beis Shammai shekulam shnuyim sham. They're all listed over there, and this isn't there. So the answer is no. Ki Icha, when we asked this, the Beis Medrash and the Beis Medrash hach deleil the shayla kama yishta veichayav leinyan og melch bashan kolomar, like Rashi says, leinyan adam kaanakim Icha, not after og but a big person, a giant. What how much is he chayav? Havaluhu, therefore Beit Shammai luchumra the mechayav berevius because this revius, whereas Beis Hillel says a big person like that's going to have a kamolugma is going to be bigger than a revius. So therefore it's look cool.